beginning now, after midnight chimes, committing all sorts of unspeakable crimes. We do our work without a sound. You hardly can tell that we've been around, except for those empty holes in the ground. Oh, we're just a swell bunch of kids. Monster, they'll help you succeed. We'll go out and dig up whatever you need. We've been expelled from a dozen schools. They say body snatching's against the rules. So now we are known as the dropout ghouls. But we're still a swell bunch of kids. All right, swing. Crazy saxophone player. He's a swinger. Where did we dig him up? That's a nice tune he's playing there. We'll have to use him at our next grand opening. All right, enough of this cursing around there. Everyone back to work. Last one in is a rotten grave robber. Careful, that's a grave accusation you're making there. Leave a stone on her. Shoot.
shovel. I don't care if I die, cause I'm nothing but trouble. Yeah, 99 lives. I got 99 lives. I got 99 lives. I got 99 lives. Well, you can say what you want. I don't care what you say. I've lived your entire life in the span of a day. 99 lives. I got 99 lives.
The function of that police action, those interventions in Central America and the Middle East, the function is system sustaining. It is to maintain that overall system. And you don't look at the particular cost. I could demonstrate to you that every single bank robbery, that in every single case practically, the cost of the police was more than the actual money that the robbers took from the bank. Does that mean, oh, you see, there's really no economic interest involved then. They're not protecting the banks. The police are just doing this because they're on a power trip, or they're macho, or they're control freaks. That's why they do it. No, of course it's an economic. Of course they're defending the banks. Of course, because if they didn't stop that bank rob, regardless of the cost, this could jeopardize the entire banking system. You see, there are people who believe that the function of the police is to fight crime. And that's not true. The function of the police is social control and protection of property.
welcome. If you're just tuning in, we're listening to Disaster Sounds here on Radio Valencia in the heart of the Mission District. We're here every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. We wrapped up earlier with the Bay Area Noise. As I said, we're going to hear some Joe Diopo with Mojo and Mixing, which we heard. The title of a track called Where Are We Going to Work When All the Trees Are Gone, of a Prairie Home Invasion. We heard Crucifix with Annihilation off of Not So Quiet on the Western Front. We heard Neurosis with United Sheep off of Pain of Mind. Now we've moved on to what I like to call Ghouls Only, also known as Spooky Tunes. We heard Stiff Richards with Bad Disease, and the Groovy Ghoulies with 99 Lives off of 99 Lives. That band's from Sacramento. We heard Choking Victim with Money off of No Gods, No Managers. We heard some Jay Rechar with Night of the Broken Glass. Jay Rechar is from Memphis, Tennessee. Rest in peace, Jay Rechar. We heard Devo with Red Eye off of Duty Now for the Future. Devo's going to be here, guys, at the Mosswood Meltdown this summer. Coming up. They were really fun when they were here before, a couple years ago. Now we're into Spooky Tunes, Ghouls Only. Got some White Zombie coming up. Some other stuff. Should be fun. Thanks for being here, y'all. This is Disaster Sounds. Here on Radio Valencia in the heart of Mission District. Stay tuned.
they're engaged.
Doesn't matter. It can't happen.
Why not? It's bound to come up.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes could handle his sperm? I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back. What about her womb? Do you think it's strong enough to carry his child?
Sure, why not?
He's an alien, for Christ's sake. His Kryptonian biological makeup is enhanced by Earth's yellow sun. If Lois gets a tan, the kid could kick right through her stomach. Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid. The only way he could bang regular chicks is with a kryptonite condom. That would kill him.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, or if you've been with us before, this is Disaster Sounds. We're here on Radio Valencia every Tuesday from 2 to 4. If you're new to this show, if you're just tuning in for the first time, thanks for being here. Welcome. Disaster Sounds is kind of a specialty show. I kind of have the same formula every time. We start off with what I like to call the time capsule. Old post-hardcore, hardcore, avant-garde, weird, grindcore stuff from the east to the west coast. So we go with Bay Area noise, a lot of local Bay Area, old and new. We do what I like to call ghouls only. Spooky tunes. Anything cryptic, weird, sci-fi, strange. And then we usually wrap up the show with what I like to call here, this now, punk around the world. We heard a few bands from São Paulo, Brazil earlier. We heard Hysteria Colorita. We heard Close Hall. Presto. Balica. Discharge. We heard Total Vandy. Guys, once again, thank you for being here with us. We're Radio Valencia, Disaster Sounds. If you're feeling generous during this holiday season, go poke around the website. Click on that big old blue PayPal button. You need some help. Anyone could, right? Anyways, guys, we're wrapping up the end of today's episode number 6. Coming up, we got Music Without Borders, Bughouse Square, Claudia and the Loaf. Tuesday's a fun day over here on Radio Valencia. But thanks again for being here, y'all. One Disaster Sounds. We're wrapping up punk around the world. We've got some more Japanese punk coming up next in the episode. Thanks for being here again, y'all. Disaster Sounds. We'll see you next Tuesday. Actually, we'll see you next year. Stay tuned. It's a code today.